This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to today's show. We are so excited to share this Thursday, October 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network with all of you. The text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got 37 text messages this morning to share the PAGS video from yesterday's show. Absolutely amazing response for the next morning airing of yesterday's show. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. People wanting the PAGS video, people wanting the link to the 10xvotes.com website to be able to sign up to search for low-propensity Michigan Republican voters. Got a few people that wanted to know about who to vote for, how to vote, and who to vote for in the Supreme Court. I got a text message, Tom, loyal listener in Petoskey. I'm going to be out of town on Election Day. Should I vote early or drop my ballot off at the clerk's office? My recommendation is to vote early. Vote early to make sure that nothing happens to your vote in the qualified voters poll book, qualified voter file. So, Tom, a week from this Saturday, October 26th through November 3rd, 9 to 5, depending on your county, your township, wherever you live, you go and vote early, and you give them the ballot to put into the tabulator in front of you. If they're tabulating with the machines where they're actually allowing you to feed your ballot in, that's what you want to do. Now, if they're telling you they're holding the ballots, two things. Don't vote straight party Republican ticket. I know Tom's a Republican. That's why I can say that. Vote for every Republican by coloring in the oval. Do not vote straight party ticket. None of you vote straight party. Even though you're seeing signs vote Republican, it doesn't mean vote straight party. It means vote for the Republicans. Color in the ovals for every single one. Every single one. Then make sure your ballot goes into a tabulator. If that's the way they're going to do it for early voting, do that. If they're going to hold your ballot, Well, then if you have an absentee ballot, you've already received it. Maybe you want to secure it in the envelopes, protect it until election day. That's your call. But definitely, definitely vote early by absentee or in person. Early person, again, folks, state of Michigan, statewide, starts a week from Saturday, October 26th through November 3rd. Then they're off on Monday the 4th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th. So there you go, Tom. Hopefully that answers a lot of your other questions. People have already texted me PI for the Presqu'ile Republicans to vote for. And remember, for Michigan Supreme Court, vote for outfielder O'Grady and Fink, O-F. Outfielder O'Grady and Fink for Michigan Supreme Court. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions for him. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presqu'ile County Republican Committee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Wednesday, or Thursday, actually. Wednesday is his normal slot. He moved it to Thursday because Dr. Jeff was out of town. He went on some continuing education training, and we're going to talk about it right now. Also, if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, He's in the house. Text me 231-360-5140, and we'll get your questions into him. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Where the heck did you go, and what did you learn?
Well, went down to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darn.
And you learned not to play the slot machines there.
Well, as like I say, I keep telling my friends, Lice is a Dutch name. I'm too tight. Like my uncle used to always joke, you know how you make copper wire in the Netherlands? Throw a penny on the ground.
Right.
We had a good time. Actually, it was a business pleasure trip because both my wife and my birthdays are in October. And so we kind of like extended there. But I was there for 3 days for cardiology. Echocardiology actually is what it was, which is the use of a ultrasound machine to look at your heart. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't, and I explain this to people in here too, because a lot of times the people will ask, or I have other veterinarians ask me, what's better, to take an x-ray of the chest or to take an ultrasound? And like, they don't supplant each other, they complement each other. Taking an x-ray is effectively, you're taking a picture. I mean, really, is what you're doing. And the x-ray will show me the shape of the heart and its position in the chest. And then you can look at the lung field and look at the great vessels, you know, the aorta and the vena cava and all the other stuff that lives in the chest.
Sure.
The ultrasound, but it's a still image. Okay. It's like, you know, click, there's your Polaroid. All right.
Gotcha.
And a complete sidebar, in days of yore, Polaroid actually used to sell x-ray film where we could take it out to the farm. This was before we had digital stuff. You could take it out to the farm, take your x-ray, pull this, and it looked like a Polaroid, but it was like a 8x10 sheet. Stand there and you can develop it on the farm. So I can, the old vet I used to work for used to have one, but anyway.
Is that too cool or what?
Oh, yeah. But what the ultrasound lets me do is lets me look at the heart in real time, moving, lets me look inside the heart. What do the chambers look like? What do the valves look like? And how come they complement each other is an x-ray beam, the denser the material, the more the x-ray beam is blocked. So air in your lungs, x-ray works great. When it hits the heart, of course, you got fluid and stuff, tissue a little denser, can't see as much. The ultrasound beam, it's almost the other way. Ultrasound beam is blocked by air, but with the soft tissue of the heart and the blood and everything, it really lets it penetrate deep. So that's why we usually use the two together.
Now, on that point, because I've done ultrasounds, like, for example, my right hip mm-hmm. is the original one God gave me. The left one's been replaced, but the surgeon doesn't want to replace the right one. It's not as bad as the left one.
Yep.
He uses ultrasound to guide him to do injections
yep.
into my cartilage.
Yep.
Because I have a bone on bone in the cartilage is kind of deteriorating in there. So yeah. He gives me a shot of cortisone and some lubricant.
Yep.
And this is the type of thing you're talking about where he can actually see the joint. He can see the tissue. This
yep.
is basically now what you're able to do with the heart.
Yes. Yep. And when we do too, I'll use ultrasonically guided joint injections, or if we want to do, let's say there's a mass in the abdomen and I don't want to do a surgery on the animal, I can use the ultrasound machine to guide my needle. Okay, I'm going for this target right here, you know,
sure.
and can get biopsies that way from stuff inside like livers and things like that without opening the animal up. So it's great.
Fantastic. So, now this is important because this technology gives you the ability to do this with large breed animals, dogs, cats, basically everything that you service there at the Sioux Animal Hospital.
Oh, yeah. We've ultrasounded. Usually dogs and cats obviously make up the majority of it. But in my 30 years of doing this, I've ultrasounded snakes and lizards and, of course, horses, you know, do get cardiac disease.
Sure.
And there's been a few show cattle that we've wound up, you know, ultrasounding too. And now with the equine room up and running here, we can just bring them right in the back door, ultrasound them, and right back out on the trailer. And the other thing is, again, every day and in every way, life is more and more like Star Trek. So not only does this machine allow me to look at the shape of the chambers and the walls, this is also has a Doppler in it too, so I can, if there's a heart murmur or a leaky valve, I can throw a sensor essentially over that area, and you can see, just like on Doppler weather radar, you can see the blood flow, whether it's coming towards the probe or away from the probe, or if it's turbulent, or if there's, I can find holes in the heart, you can find bad valves. And also, and this is kind of the one other thing the machine can do that I hadn't quite learned how to do yet, because when I was in school, these machines couldn't do this kind of stuff. It's called pulse wave Doppler and continuous wave Doppler. So not only can this machine tell you which direction the blood is flowing, it can tell you how fast the blood is flowing in which specific direction. So you can get a really complete view of what is going on in the chest there. Pretty quickly, actually. It's pretty amazing what these machines can do.
One of our farmers texting in, this is not part of your remote farm days where you're taking this equipment with you. Is this only at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Actually, my newer unit, which is the one I have, what they call a sonobook, S9, is the one we just bought. That's got a lot of the fancy bells and whistles on it, but my older unit that's now kind of been moved to large animal does have the same, not to the same extent, but does have this capability. So, yeah, we can do rough ones in the field, actually.
Very good. So farm days, that is a possibility instead of having to bring the animal up to you.
Yep.
Okay, very good. I got another text coming in, Mary in Indian River. My older dog has a sebaceous cyst that burst, has been on antibiotics for 2 weeks. That's done, but still hasn't healed up completely. How long does that usually take?
Sometimes those will take 3-4 weeks to kind of heal over. Okay. Now, if this is and if the cyst popped open, and it depends if that lining kind of got destroyed when it popped or not, because if the lining of the cyst didn't get destroyed or is still there, when it heals over, it's just going to fill back up again at some point. And we've got a couple dogs that are like that just kind of, they're like Old Faithful, like every 3 months it, air pops. Really the only way to definitively deal with them would be to remove them surgically. However, usually most sebaceous cysts are just in the skin, so usually I don't have to knock them out all the way. We can do that under just a little light sedation in a local.
Okay, so it's not as stressful on the heart, especially if they're an older dog, like she mentioned.
Yeah. Well, it's like I've always said, you don't pay the anesthesiologist to put you to sleep, you pay him to wake you up again.
Yes, absolutely. You want to make sure that happens after the surgery. Hey, I got another text message real quick on this same kind of messaging from another farmer. How long, when you come to do field visits, do you allow for the visit, especially if he can get a couple of friends to bring their animals over to his place? Is that a way they can schedule that in advance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that you know how much time you're going to need based on how many animals you're going to be seeing?
Yeah, and pretty much that's how we schedule our farm visits. Primary example, this afternoon, I'm only going to one farm, but there's like 6 horses to look at. So,
okay.
I did not add any other farm calls on that day, knowing that I'm probably going to be there, all afternoon.
Right. Spend most of your day there. Another quick question coming in. We are in the process of selecting a rescue animal. They want to get a dog, but they want to get a rescue. They don't want to go to a breeder and buy a new pup. What things should they be looking for as far as the health goes when they go visit these at the dog rescue center?
Well,
as far as health goes.
They should be able to tell you if the dog's got any chronic issues or anything like that. Probably the older dog, you're going to be looking at lumps and bumps. And arthritis is going to be your primary things that you'll be thinking of right there.
Right. Okay, so just basically ask the people, and they're pretty good about health records and history and things like that.
Is the dog on any medication? Has he been on heartworm prevention? Has he been heartworm tested? You know, they should. So at the very minimum, especially getting them through a rescue organization, because the typical ones that I do, the dogs, when they readopt them out, rehome them, heartworm test, rabies, up to date, and the other vaccines, and probably had a fecal done would be. Like, if I was running a rescue, that would be my bare minimum to go out to make sure at least I am, you know, adopting a healthy animal, or at least, and some of the rescues I worked with would bring them in here, or actually it's mostly in Battle Creek, but they would bring them in and they'd had their own kind of little health certificate. I'm using air quotes here, but the, where I would go, okay, this dog looks healthy, but it's got a heart murmur and especially the older dogs. So people know what you're getting. Okay.
Absolutely. That was basically what they were looking for.
Yeah.
Margie in Onaway, I clean litter boxes, scoop them at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. Why does my cat pee on my kitchen counter and what can I do to stop it?
That is the million-dollar question. So sometimes it's behavioral, sometimes it's medical, and sometimes it started out as medical but now becomes behavioral. If the cat is doing it in one spot and the cat is still defecating in the litter box, which or will still go in the litter box, because one thing is sometimes it's litter aversion. Especially sometimes if you change litters, they don't like the new ones. Like, we actually ran into it here. We tried the pine or the wood pellet for the cats here in the clinic.
Sure.
And they're like, yeah, we don't like that. so I'm like, all right, change back. First thing you need.
She said he goes in the box too.
Okay, good. So that means it's probably not a litter box problem because it will go in the box.
Sure.
Probably behavioral, hard to say because that's a whole big thing. The first thing I would do, though, is to make sure, get them looked at, get your analysis done, make sure it's not a medical problem first, okay?
Okay.
Because I usually find about half the time people think it's behavioral, it's medical, okay? Which is good because medical we can fix easier than behavioral. And then behavioral, there's a whole thing going in there, why they're doing it. And for a cat, it's not an abnormal behavior because they typically urine mark. And they urine mark your territory. They do, okay?
Just like dogs when they're outside.
Yeah, just like dogs. Problem is, dogs are outside doing it. Cats are doing it in the house. And so you have not an abnormal behavior, but you have a normal behavior that's an unwanted behavior. And that's a whole specialty of veterinary medicine in itself is kitty psychology.
And by the way, it's a female, not a male. Okay. And they got another text message. They've wiped down their counters with vinegar.
Okay.
And that scent kind of detracts them from jumping up on the kitchen counter. Is that something you would recommend?
I do that. I have used tin foil before. I don't know why. Everybody's seen the videos of it. It does work. Cats jump up there, and they don't like that. And that's the other thing, too. If you have it in one area you want to go, you kind of want to booby trap that area to dissuade them from, like, nah, you need to go pee somewhere else.
Yes,
and,
gotcha.
You know, so.
Vinegar and put some aluminum foil out.
Yep, but make sure it's not medical.
There you go. Make sure it's not medical first.
Yep.
Got it. Thank you, Dr. Jeff. Appreciate you coming on.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate the new technology offered up at the Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Call Dr. Jeff with the rest.